Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This headline, boy. Headline, UK Daily Mail, quote, "They wouldn't just eat any white men that fell out of the sky," unquote. Outraged Papua New Guinea academics lash out at Biden's unacceptable suggestion that cannibals eat his World War II pilot uncle. They consider it racist.
Oh, boy.
They branded Biden's comments as unsubstantiated and poorly judged. Very offensive and also historically inaccurate. Well, yeah, I mean, it's Joe. He's lying. Somebody should tell these academics, like, dude, no, he's a compulsive liar. We're trying to get him help. Yeah. But, you know, Jill just needs to have a conversation with him. Look, you need to sit down with a psychologist and deal with your issues. I can't read this without laughing. Outraged Papua New Guinea academics have slammed President Joe Biden for his unacceptable suggestion that his uncle was eaten by cannibals in the country after his plane was shot down during World War II.
And see, those details are wrong. It was not shot down. It ditched in the ocean. It didn't crash. He said he was piloting a single-engine plane. He wasn't the pilot. It was a twin-engine plane. I mean, it's just like none of this is accurate.
See, and that's what I would tell the Papua New Guinea academics. Everything else was a lie, too. So is the cannibal part. Sorry. Yeah. It's Joe. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, said that he got, remember, arrested.
Oh, yeah.
In Africa, in South Africa, because he was trying to fight apartheid.
Yeah. No.
That was also while he was, you know, marching with that Black Baptist church where he was a member. And he was marching for civil rights, except they don't remember him ever attending and never saw him at a march. But also, while he's the last living segregationist at the same time, who once argued to PBS that Black people and white people who should have their own separate churches, schools, and businesses. So only Joe, and he had, it really is amazing, he is the last living segregationist who's politically served in America. I mean, the others were, you know, Strom Thurmond, he's dead. So, I mean, everybody else is in a museum, a civil rights museum, and they're on the bad side of the museum, but Joe Biden's in the White House. So, I mean, the people had to, you know, these poor outraged Papua New Guinea academics have to understand, Joe lies about everything. Joe was a segregationist who then just, you know, pops off about how he was in the civil rights marches and that's what inspired him to become president. I mean, he lies about everything. Anyway, outraged Papua New Guinea academics have slammed Biden for his unacceptable suggestion his uncle was eaten by cannibals. Biden implied on two occasions Wednesday that his maternal uncle, Second Lieutenant Ambrose Finnegan, met a grisly end at the hands of cannibals. They're starting to think they know where Joe Biden got this story because he appropriates parts of other people's lives as his own. Did you know George H.W. Bush, the president, was actually narrowly eaten by cannibals?
No, I didn't know that part. I know that he was, in fact, shot down.
Yes. President H.W. Bush, 74 years before, he actually was a World War II pilot.
Pilot, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a dive bomber pilot.
I know. And the Japanese, so basically he got shot down. Almost everybody else got killed except for him. Some of those who were captured in this same incident were captured by the Japanese. They were tortured, beheaded, and then high-ranking officers ate some of their flesh as sort of a mortification of the enemy. Yeah. And that's actually a pretty famous story that was captured in a book by James Bradley. So folks are beginning to say they think that Biden has once again done what he's been caught doing before, which is he likes people's entire biographies, so he takes their whole life and claims it was his. One of the things that cost him in the last election, there was a labor leader in the UK, and he took that guy's life story and just appropriated it and told it as his own. So this would not be the first time, but this sounds a lot like what Biden is talking about. Nick, he might have just lifted the entire story. Now here's where it's going to get crazy, okay? Let me tell you what. He's going to tell this story again.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to. Now, and here's what's nuts about it. It was actually covered by the mainstream media. CNN covered it. So it was very widely covered in the entire world. I mean, our humiliation was complete. Times of Asia covered it. Times of India covered it. I mean, it was covered in Europe, everywhere, because it was so bizarre, right? When you lie about cannibals eating a member of your family, I mean, that'll get attention, right?
I got a new tagline for you. Biden, it's what's for dinner.
Ha! I know. He will tell this story again.
Yeah.
He will. He has done that in the past where he's gotten multiple Pinocchios.
Oh, yeah.
Like the time he traveled with Chairman Xi and they were on the Tibetan plane together because they're very good friends, except they're not. And it's 1,700 miles because they're very close, very close. And they were sitting there at sunset and it's a beautiful scene. And Joe and Xi wanted to know, because Biden is very wise, what made America so special? So, of course, Biden explained to him. None of it happened. Five Pinocchios, Washington Post, and he just keeps telling the story. Mm-hmm. So this is not going to slow him down one iota. How long you think he can make it before he forgets and tells it again?
Maybe a week.
You think a week?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, this was a pretty bad one. Like, do you think he's even aware that he's been busted on this and that the...
No.
Yeah.
Someone will make him aware of it.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
No, I don't think he is. So,
well, anyway, he was a brave fighter pilot taking enemy fire, except also not. He was actually a passenger who experienced engine failure, according to official defense records.
Yeah, in a reconnaissance aircraft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all of it, this is amazing, while lying about President Trump allegedly mocking service members, which actually never happened. So it's, Mm-hmm. Anyway, they want to be clear. Michael Kabunke, a political science lecturer at the University of Papua New Guinea, told The Guardian, cannibalism was previously practiced by some communities in very specific contexts, but that locals, quote, wouldn't just eat any white man that fell out of the sky.
Discriminating taste, I guess.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my Lord. Well, so, you know, our humiliation is once again complete.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can see why Iran does not take this man seriously, nor does anyone else on the planet. Nor should they.
I'm ready for the good old days where we just get mean tweets from the president.
By the way, you know, can you imagine if Trump had said a thing like this?
Gosh.
Everywhere he went weeks, the media would ask him about the latest iteration. Yeah. This iteration, we wouldn't need a white man that fell from the sky. That, you know, and they said that this was offensive. Well, that would be taken as racism, and Trump was a racist. So the media would be following him around, asking about him about this endlessly.
Yeah.
But it's Biden, so it's all good. It's all good. So it appears they've seated all of the liberal activists, or jurors, as some would call them, in the Trump trial.
I like the way you put that.
We already caught one guy lying to get on the jury.
No.
Have you been arrested? Me? No. Not me? No. Oh, okay. Yeah. You ever had any political activity? No, not me. Well, you were arrested for pulling down right-wing flyers. Oh, that. Yeah. So he got dismissed. Now we're finding out yet another one of these, you know, jurors, his bias against Trump. They've made on. Look, this is that she made it on the jury. Look, this is why the founders did not want presidents to be tried by regular citizens.
Mm-hmm.
This is why they provided for a way for any crimes to be dealt with.
Well, what is this constitution of which you speak, Tara? It doesn't seem to be something that is recognized by many in this country anymore.
Yeah. Now we're finding out one of the women who was seated called him selfish. I think the juror, the nurse that said, hey, I can't do this, I can't be unbiased, I think she was the most interesting because she was saying, hey, listen, you know, my family and friends figured out it was me and they're already texting me and they're pressuring me. And this is what's going to happen when you have a jury pool that's 85% Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
The pressure from family and friends is going to be intense.
Yeah, and this is going to be like nothing that's ever happened before because it hasn't.
No, it hasn't.
I mean, a sitting jury of American citizens, supposedly, in judgment of a former president. That has never in the history of this country ever happened before. Never.
Yeah. And it's going to be, you know, so the question remains, did one of us actually sneak onto the jury? In other words, a normal person who could have normal thoughts about what was going on.
I'm sure the New York Times will out that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they would be outraged.
And CNN, MSNBC, and, you know, all the usual liberal, progressive, secularist.
Texter writes, speaking of Sleepy Joe, do you honestly believe he got 81 million honest votes? No, but here's the thing. Are we really going to elect a guy who says his uncle got eaten by cannibals? Are we really going to do that? Is that even possible? Because when you look at a thing like that and that kind of humiliation, just the disaster that he brings with him everywhere, are we seriously going to do that? And do we deserve to be respected as a country if we do? It's not even right versus left at this point.
No.
I mean, can you imagine a country reelecting some other country reelecting somebody with the biography of Joe Biden?
Yeah, a third world country. Yeah, I would. that would be expected, but not here. But that's, you know, that possibility is still around.
Yeah. Texter writes, hey, Tara, since the Biden administration is giving cash and lifting sanctions against Iran, would that not be considered treason, giving aid and comfort to our enemy? Shouldn't the Republicans be promoting and prosecuting this line of thought? I thought that should have happened when Obama sent the pallets of cash.
Well, I mean, once again, look what just happened in the U.S. Senate, where credible evidence against a sitting federal official was impeached, and you had Democrats line up to squash the whole thing within a couple of hours without hearing any evidence whatsoever.
Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell, when it's us, we let this stuff go through.
Yeah, I know.
It's ridiculous. But, you know, here's I guess, the upside of this, maybe, I don't know, is that whatever happens on the border because of the border, the Senate, the Democrats, they control the Senate. They own it now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They own it now. They wouldn't take this guy out and, you know, of his position, which they should. And this, I got to tell you, Christopher Wray with the FBI is really freaking me out. He was at it again yesterday, talking about Volt Typhoon. Headline, FBI warns Chinese hackers are preparing to attack U.S. infrastructure. He won't shut up about this. He keeps running, and each one of his warnings gets more and more dire as we find out that just this year so far, Biden has let at least 41,000 illegal immigrants, Chinese, mostly men, into the country. But he never says anything about that. Ray never does. He's cool with that. What is going on with it? I'll have all that coming up next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.